services, Lavazzi at boom1.co.uk present the 20 megabyte Doctor Who podcast.
So congratulations, Kirby, on winning the quiz this week. And now we can welcome back to the show.
I'm surprised I did so well.
Thank you.
I did so badly.
Would you stop interrupting? We've been waiting long enough for her. She's an hour behind, but never mind. It's Mary.
Hello.
Hello.
You guys don't fool me for a second. I've been in on too many of them.
That's what she said. Right. Okay, I suppose we better get going. Hello, welcome. Be quiet, I'm trying to introduce the show now. Be quiet. Hello, and welcome to the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast, episode 244. I'm Adam, and I haven't got a quote because I've been too busy. And here's Debbie Melrose.
Come on, team.
That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to hurry it along a bit. Kirby Bartlett Sloan.
Oh my god, Maeve's gone. Maeve's lost in the forest. Maeve's gonna die!
And the telephone.
Yeah, that's my phone, I'm sorry.
I have got some that particular bit of tune here, whilst I lift music. Yes?
Yes. Is there someone else that needs to be
Yeah, but she's on the phone.
No, I'm not. That was just a text.
You could have told me you didn't answer it.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was a text.
And Mary Lang.
I find everything confusing. I just don't say anything.
Yeah. Just about says it all, doesn't it, really? And this week we're going to be looking at that long-titled, winded programme that does rather hanker to the fact that it seems to be a lot of wood and forest involved in the main theme for this series. What's it called again, Debbie? Thanks.
Cut her short. She already lost a point in the quiz now.
In the forest of blah, 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 whatever.
In the Forest of the Night.
That's the
in
one.
The Forest of the Night, yeah.
Yes.
Starring the voice of Peppa Pig.
How do we find X? Ruby.
It's there, sir, at the top.
No, how do we find...
It's not lost. It's there at the top, look.
No, how do we find the value of X?
Why are you asking me all the questions? Give someone else a go.
What a nice day for doing nothing.
Daddy Pig loves doing nothing.
Daddy, aren't you going to work today?
No, Peppa. It's Saturday.
Daddy Pig doesn't work on Saturdays.
Daddy Pig, you'll be late for work.
But it's Saturday, Mummy Pig.
Huh?
Huh? Harley Bird, who played the girl with the braids. Oh. She's the voice of Peppa Pig in series 3 and 4.
Do you know, right? I was whilst watching this particular story once with Debbie this morning, I was just saying how wonderful that little girl's voice was. I thoroughly enjoy it, so it even makes it even more wonderful that she happened to be.
I'm not talking about Maeve. I'm talking about the
Maeve.
Other.
Not Maeve. Not Maeve. I wasn't talking about Maeve. I was talking about the one with the good voice.
Okay.
Yes, anyway.
Ruby.
Mm-hmm. Was that not the one you were talking about?
Yes.
Well, what are you going to... Right, anyway. Let's get on with the other. It starts with some foresty stuff. And some very good cinematic shots of leaves and things.
This looks marvelous, this whole thing.
Except for
some shoddy special effects with the animal eyes.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I thought you were going to go longer. I was just taking a big sip of my drink. And I just turned the monitor speaker off so you can stop listening to yourself echoing. Yeah, so this
do,
little...
Do you have an appointment?
A question.
I have a question.
Come on, then.
What are oyster cards?
Credit cards.
We discussed those years ago.
Pass to get across London on the public transport.
Oh, that's not like credit cards then.
Master. What was the episode with Planet of the Dead? The doctor used his psychic paper as an oyster card.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, and I also want to know who Monty Don is.
He's a famous gardener.
Oh.
He presents Gardener's World and a very classic sort of British institution of gardening program. And he's sort of become the new Alan Titchmarsh, if you're aware of him.
I don't like Alan Titchmarsh.
Well, I don't know who that is either. So
he's a knob.
He He was another gardener who presented it before Monty Dunn.
He's
but Monty
Dunn,
the go-to guy at the moment for the gardens.
To expand on that, he's an arrogant knob who, despite being quite grateful to get a copy of my book, for the praise I heaped on him for his book, which is one of his books, is set on the Isle of Wight, and he's actually quite good. He's a knob. I don't like him, really, because he comes across as being arrogant. I've met him several times. You've met him a few times, haven't you, Debbie?
Who, Titchmarsh?
Yeah,
loads.
When he shopped in the co-op.
But, no, when he shopped in Crewe, when I ran Crewe.
Is he stalking you, then?
No, he's not stalking me.
How come he happens to shop in two shops that you've been in, then?
Because I work in most every shop in Cowes.
I said Crewe. Crewe clothing. I thought you meant Crewe up on the mainland somewhere. Crewe.
No. Crewe clothing.
Stop confusing me.
No.
So I can assume from this conversation that he lives on the Isle.
He has.
He has a home here. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
But he spends most of the time in London doing a cheesy afternoon chat show.
Are most of the afternoon chat shows cheesy?
Yeah, the ones with him on there are. Just Google Alan Titchmarsh and you'll get an air of...
Hill,
he lived down Victoria Road, didn't he? Well, he's got a home down there, hasn't he? Celia Emery used to live down St Mary's Road before she moved to Battery Road. What's that little road that goes before Baring Road, Debbie? I can't remember what it's called now. It's up there somewhere, anyway.
Yeah, Battery Road.
No, not Battery Road. Battery Road... Oh, never mind. This is Doctor...
There is a Battery Road.
I know there is, but that's not the one I'm talking about. It was on the... it's up... Up in Cowes somewhere. But she's nice. Celia Emery's nice. I'm talking about the general celebs that come in the co-op. Titchmarsh is arrogant.
That's Kirby making rude noises.
Yeah.
Titchmarsh is arrogant, as was Griff Rhys-Jones a little bit, actually, when he came in. And Celia Emery is
Doctor
not.
Who?
Well, you want Doctor... started talking about...
Are we going to talk about Doctor
like
Who?
A little
no,
wet...
this is the gardening...
Yes,
yeah, it's right. A garden as well. You're on the wrong one.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, little Red Riding Hood that ends up in the TARDIS. Now, the fact that she's there does immediately lead to speculation as to who she is and who her missing sister is and who might be.
And
does
the fact
she have
that
any?
She said Clara sent her as well. Yeah,
and she had connections with Missy, the missing sister. And then there was the Forest of Arden, because they're all called Ardens, and. There was all sorts of things going through your mind if this had some link with past episodes of the show and things. But
that's right. Her last name is Arden. I didn't. I only noticed that in passing.
Did you? Okay.
Why? What's the significance of Arden?
Arden Forest.
Yeah. Go on, Kirby. Explain it.
Good grief. Let me.
No, don't Google it and explain it. You should be able to explain it off the top of your head. Go on, Debbie.
No, I can't.
Yeah, if you're going to make us all feel bad, then I would think you'd just know this.
I'm not the one who brought it up.
it's a forest called Arden.
Thank you.
It's traditionally regarded... okay, As You Like It is set there, Shakespeare play. It's just a famous forest.
Yes.
Okay. Good enough
obviously
for me.
Obviously not that famous. Anyway, right, so...
famous, I never heard of it.
No. The Doctor and Maeve sort of get acquainted quite quickly.
I love the wide-angle handheld lens through going around the TARDIS.
Yes, it's very good. Yes, it's done with a GoPro. Anyway, so they have a lovely
shot. I got this feeling it was done with like a Steadicam.
Yes, of course it was. I was being facetious. Can I carry on? So, yeah, we have a lovely wide-angle shot of London with the overgrown forests and Nelson's Column. And
it looks
Master.
Lovely shot.
Master?
I thought they did that very well.
Yes.
Master. Trafalgar Square stories set there. Can you name them all?
No, anyway, right. So they're in this, they seem to be sleeping in a museum that did remind me a little bit of Night at the...
Don't I get 2 points for knowing them?
No.
Invasion of Earth.
Shut up. Night of the Museum.
The Chase.
That's what it reminded me of, the fact they were sleeping in... Be quiet! Anyway, so...
geek as all.
Really?
Yeah, so Mr. Pink and Miss Oswald have a load of children who just happen to be sleeping in the museum. It's a bit confusing.
You're the second person I've heard today say that was confusing. Why is that confusing? Because museums have sleepovers all the time.
Do they?
I don't think that... I've not ever heard of it
Nor have I.
Yeah.
Nor have I, especially out in the middle of the collections.
No.
Exactly. Kirby's going to tell me all about his museum sleepovers now.
Well, I've never been on one, but I've been aware of them for a long time. They're fairly standard in many museums.
I didn't know that.
I'm going.
Anyway, this
one. I wish they had them when I was a kid.
This little old chap that sort of meets them. I thought he's got to have some sort of Doctor Who.
Yeah, I couldn't find out who he was.
But I bet
he
has.
I looked that up. I couldn't find anything.
Hmm. And anyway, they get out eventually and walk into a forest, obviously, because London, the whole world, in fact.
I'm assuming that's the same museum that they always use in Cardiff.
Probably.
It does look like it, yeah.
The one that had the Mona Lisa in it, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes. Yeah.
Is there any one thing, a problem I had with this forest thing, when they zoomed out to see the whole planet, even the whole of the ocean was covered in forest.
That was discussed on the Facebook page.
Go on, then. Yeah.
There are...
the algae.
Plants. Yeah, it's algae and stuff.
Okay. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, it was all supposed to be all the greenery on the planet.
Okay.
Comes to the surface to protect it.
Yeah, we were still able to see the outline of Great Britain.
My problem with this forest is that they keep talking about it as being new and having grown overnight, and yet the floor of the forest is covered with all this dead forest matter, and I'm thinking, if it's all this brand new, where did all this dead matter come from?
Pasta? It's because it was filmed in a real forest and they didn't think of that.
Thank you, Kirby, yes. So,
I did love in the making of how the bus is not a real bus. It's a big photographic
Yeah. A two-dimensional
it's a big photograph,
picture, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh dear,
we're not even
a flat line.
Yeah, just part of it, yeah.
Although it apparently does have a Doctor Who ad on it.
Oh, does it?
Yes. An in-joke. I haven't seen a good close-up picture of it, but it is there.
Okay. Right. We'll have to look.
Anyway, right. Now, not long after they get out of the museum and they, Clara and Danny start having minor domestics, we sort of get to know a few of the children characters quite well. And I absolutely love these kids. I think they're really good actors and not annoying at all, which is very unusual when you get a group of child actors together. Sorry.
Yeah. And I love these kids.
And you say that the girl with the plaited ponytails, her voice was so enchanting. I just loved the way she spoke, and the fact that I now find that she's Peppa Pig makes it even more good.
I did love the scene where, can you find X? Well, it's right there, sir.
Yeah. They're all really, really good. Bear in mind, last year we had those awful kids.
Really
irritating.
No, I don't want to think about
Nightmare
them.
Nightmare in Silver. And you get even more kids, which had potential to be that irritating, and they're all great. So,
yeah.
Whoever did the casting on this one was obviously a lot better than who did the casting.
I think that Nightmare in Silver, if it had been allowed to be filmed in all of it and edited differently, it would have been a lot better.
Yeah, and also if they'd had different actors to play the kids.
Right, yeah. If they'd edited out all the
kids. Which is
the
point I was trying to make.
Just edited them out,
I love the reproduction of the lions in Trafalgar Square.
You did?
I think that's those lions that they put in the forest for this were just magnificent. They're good reproductions.
Iconic
I
thing.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's really effective.
Anyway,
Invasion of the Dinosaurs.
The Mother of Maeve. When the Mother of Maeve came on the telly, Isabella and Deb, Alpha Deb, shouted out, "Wolf blood." The what? Wolf blood. Look, wolf blood. Don't know. It's some Disney crap.
Is it
like Disney crap then? I mean, there are some good Disney things available, Peppy, before you start getting cross. I'm talking about the Disney Channel, which is
awful. So were they saying, like, this was an actress from that?
Yeah. Yeah, the mum is in a series called
Wolf Blood. Yeah, they're sort of sharing out the duties amongst the BBC at the moment for mums, I think.
Yeah. I don't see her listed for that.
Oh, yeah? Oh, well, I do apologise. Well,
she's
in Wolf Blood, yes. Right, so
she's been on Casualty.
You're not looking at Wikipedia by any chance, are you? That's really accurate.
Oh, there, Wolfblood. Okay.
Oh, so you have seen it then?
I've seen the entry here.
Eventually, yes, right. Definitely. So you were doubting me. Or you basically were doubting Deb and Isabella's ability to.
By the way, all these kids in this story having all their smartphones. Yeah. Believe it or not, in less than a week, I will have a smartphone.
Oh, yes, I've
just been watching your podcast. That is definitely worth one of these, if I can get it to work. Hang on. Right, say that line again. No, shut up. Say that again, Kirby.
In less than a week, I will have a smartphone.
Followed by dead silence, yes.
Anyway, right.
Whatever.
I do love the slickness of this show. Right. So.
Yeah, well, good for you, Kirby.
Yeah. I'm looking at the smartphone.
Anticlimax there, but no.
Yeah. 501. Right.
Well done.
Even though I don't have the. What? I can send text messages now with a dumb phone.
A dumb phone?
Yeah, it's not a smartphone.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I have a dumb phone and I do text Simon all the time.
Okay. And I've got my phone too close to the microphone. I'm doing a Debbie. I've got my phone far too close to the microphone, so I'm just about to move it.
Last night, even though we don't have the phones yet, we're not getting them until Friday. Last night I was reading all the manuals and stuff, and my wife saw me doing this and just rolled her eyes.
Anybody who reads manuals.
Oh, as would I. Oh my gosh, somebody actually reads the manuals?
Yes, I RTFM.
Well, it doesn't surprise me you do, but... I suppose that has to be done for somebody. Anyway.
I like the fact that the iPhone just arrived and you had to work it out.
I like the fact that we've got halfway through the episode and not even talking about it. Basically, right. So the kids all sort of go into the TARDIS.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, are they going to travel anywhere? Then we got a load of new companions to list.
The doctor looks so perturbed when he realises they're all there.
Don't touch anything.
Typical of childless adult, you know. Don't touch that. Leave that alone.
And then,
but he's a dad.
And then Danny finds a load of exercise books, one of which depicts solar flare, as written by Maeve.
Nice.
Yeah, an extremely slow solar flare. I considered doing the math to find out how long it would really take.
What on earth is that noise?
I don't know.
That noise is my neighbor doing me a favor by chopping up my leaves with his lawnmower.
What he's great timing.
Just now, to start doing that, yes. And I can't go out there and say, stop it, because he's doing me a favor.
Anyway,
I think that the solar flare would take much less time.
It's kind of appropriate him doing that when we were discussing the fact there were leaves on the ground.
Oh, well, yes. Okay, fair enough.
And innkeeping.
Yeah. He's an innkeeper as well. Anyway, the Nelson's tower column thing falls over, just missing Clara and
Nelson's
the
Doctor. Nelson's column thing?
Yeah, that.
Okay.
Found
and then I think Maeve disappears, doesn't she? And they will get a bit worried about her.
Where's Maeve? Maeve? Where's Maeve? Are you Maeve?
And fortunately, and the mother eventually realises.
I watch it with subtitles, and the subtitles, instead of spelling Maeve with a V, they spell it with a B-H at the end.
Yeah. Yes, that's how it's spelled.
Really? Yeah.
See,
okay.
It's like Siobhan is spelled S-I-O-B-H-A-N.
When the Irish language is invented,
wow,
they're all
who
a bit,
would think
the bit
subtitles
dyslexic.
Would be accurate.
Yeah, so they do have a rather strange way of writing stuff. But they are Irish, aren't they? So it's to be accepted. Anyway, so Maeve is running around, and she's flapping her hands in front of her face as she runs, which makes you think, what's that all about? And then we meet a load of characters that could have stepped out of Monsters, Inc. in their suits.
Yes. And it was good that they did explain earlier about them. But when I first watched this last night, I turned to talk to Fred, and I missed the scene where the government official was saying, we're going to go out and burn the forest. And so when these guys showed up, I'm going, what the?
Yeah.
Random.
And then it was only the second time I saw it that I saw the government official explain that.
Mm. And then, of course,
that also explained why there's no one else outside.
Yes. Well, they're trying to burn the leaves, basically, and the leaves don't catch fire. And with some CGI flamethrowers, which obviously you didn't mind that CGI, unlike the CGI of last week, Kirby. No? Okay, fine. The CGI flames.
What about them? Didn't bother me.
Exactly. Also, but last week you were bothered by certain CGI aspects.
That train was rubbish.
The train was rubbish. and I've already said that the wolf eyes in this one are rubbish.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they're real eyes, but they move around unrealistically when they're in the bushes.
Anyway, Clara seems to be quite argumentative. She argues with Danny, she argues with the doctor. She was right nag, isn't she? But I think I will accept that.
Well, it seems like she's on the defensive all the time in this one.
Mm. But she's quite nice looking, so we'll let her off, apparently. That's what me and Ben would probably end up doing. So this Maeve character seems to be in tune with, well, we'll say the forest.
Something.
Yes, we'll say something, but we seem to think it's the forest. I think she needs to take that back. Well, that's quite a spooky scene, wasn't it? Where she was sort of on her own and she was looking around and these little eyes, as you said, the rubbish eyes were coming through the hedge. Yeah, they were. I did notice them being a bit poor, but the walls themselves are quite good. Looked and acted a bit like magic.
And I loved when she comes up to the fence and Clara is trying to get her to come over the fence, and she just goes over and opens the gate.
Yeah. That was a good moment. Yes,
that's the sort of thing. That's like what Clara did in the Day of the Doctor, Time of the Doctor, the Christmas special one where when the doctors were imprisoned and they were trying to get their sonic screwdrivers.
She just comes and opens the door.
Yeah.
It was unlocked.
Yeah. Yeah, so anyway, all the wolves run away. What could scare a wolf? And before the tiger appeared, Isabella...
I just called it the 50th anniversary.
Yes,
so
all right.
Before
the tiger appeared, Isabella said, "It's a tiger." So I thought it was quite clever of Isabella to realise that.
It was in the trailer.
She didn't see the trailers. Leave her alone, Isabella. It's all right. She's been vomiting all day and you're being picking on her. I think that's very cruel.
She's poorly.
Went to Dinosaur Isle this morning. This afternoon.
So went to what?
What?
She went to what?
Dinosaur Isle.
Dinosaur Isle.
Yeah,
it's a thing.
Incredibly crap about museum. I wish I'd never been to.
Dinosaur bones they found on the island.
Yes, it's packed with fossils and dinosaur bones they found on the island, which is quite interesting.
But she was feeling better then.
It's a great big hangar full of it, but you go in, look at the bones, come out. She wasn't feeling it. She was so enthused by the possibility of seeing her best friend that she tried to fight through the illness. She really, really wanted to do it. But it happened. She threw up in the car on the way out there. Her friend was running around. She tried to run around and had to stop and sit down. We took them to a little play area. She tried to run onto the play area, but had to come back and sit down. And then she fell asleep in the car on the way back. And then when I dropped off her friend, she said, "Bye."
Aww.
So yeah, she didn't have the best day ever, but especially as the day began with a message from one of my associates who said that Star's mother had died today.
Aww.
Which was
that was posted on
Facebook. Considering Star's mum was only 2 years old, I think, when she gave birth to her, makes me a little bit worried because Star is only five. So she obviously died quite young, so I'm just a bit concerned. It might be because she had a few...
Star!
Yes, well, Star's been neutered, so I'm hoping that will reduce the possibilities of her cat or getting anything that is complications of giving birth to puppies, which I think doesn't help dogs in the long term. Doesn't help to elongate their lives. Yes?
Master, I'm looking at where Dinosaur Isle is. It's in Shanklin. Was that close to where you used to sit in the car?
Well, it's in the same town, if it's close enough, I suppose.
Well, seeing that you can walk across the island in about 5 minutes.
Well, I could have walked from the car park. The road where I used to do the podcast with you, which is the what's that road that they call, Debbie, that goes down into the You know that big hill that goes down the seafront at Shankly, and there's a big sort of hill. Anyway, I used to park
at the top of that hill.
We're
really impressed by this Doctor Who.
Will you shut up and try and explain? So, Debbie, we used to, me and Kirby
fine
used
with
to
me. Fine
be quiet.
With me.
Me and Kirby used to record the show on that little road. So, Kirby, if I was to walk from that position to where Dinosaur Isle is in Sandown, not Shanklin, it would probably take about 25 minutes. If I walked fast. Anyway, right, so, yeah, it's not your fault they've wrote it down as Shanklin when it's Sandown. And it's not very good, anyway. We got free tickets. We were on them at Cowes Primary School.
I would love it.
No, the artifacts stuff within the museum and the facts within the museum are very interesting. But it's not very good. It's not very good. The place is not very good. It's a shame, really. I admire the enthusiasm for it, and as I say, I have taken a picture. I'll probably post a picture of the two girls standing next to a wall mural of a great big dinosaur skeleton, which is a real one, which will sort of show how big the dinosaur was compared to them. But on the whole, I'm glad I didn't have to pay anything to go in there.
Now, isn't that the coast, the side of the aisle that the Doctor Who episode was? The Pertwee filming was?
No, that was East Cowes.
That was what?
East Cowes. If you're talking about Sea Devils.
Yeah, Sea Devils.
Yeah, it was East Cowes.
Oh, okay. Be that way.
Yeah.
It's all...
anyway, back to this episode.
what did we miss?
So, everybody now knows if you get chased by a tiger, all you got to do is shine, flash a torch in their eyes and they run off.
Yeah, it's got to work all the time.
Yeah, I'm going to have to remember that one.
It's a life-saving skill.
Mm-hmm. I would have thought the sonic screwdriver would be better. I love the Doctor when she's sort of flapping her arms around. She goes, what's this? What's this?
Don't you think that his sonic screwdriver could have sent out a tone or could have done some vibrating thing that the tiger would have run away from?
Yeah, I think this was one of those episodes where the writer didn't like the sonic screwdriver and sort of made it as least useful as possible, especially with the wood side of things. I didn't notice that the ties, I think they must have nicked them out of the Grange Hill wardrobe, because they were all Grange Hill ties, weren't they, Debbie?
They looked like it, yeah.
They were. They didn't look like it. They were Grange Hill ties. What else we got going on here? Now, the little things, when the Doctor does his sonnet,
the writer of this wrote the opening ceremonies to the Olympics.
Oh, good. Oh. Anyway, right.
That helps to know why it's so interesting.
These little fly things you can see, you know, when he does a sonic, so you can actually see the things flying around, which Isabella went, fairies! I actually did a video of something similar to that, and I think I might have accidentally deleted it, but I was in the churchyard, and a ray of light was going through between two trees, and I think these little flies were buzzing around, but the sun lit them up, and they looked just like these things. No, not in Vashton of Rada.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. They should have. It's a forest. It should have Vashton of Rada all through it.
Yeah, it's very true. But obviously, they've decided not to go back down the Vashton of Rada.
I'm assuming they left out something with this circle of that
life?
They're in the middle of with all the little trees.
Yeah.
Where she, when she's seeing that, did you notice she's in the middle of this circle of Earth?
No, I didn't know.
Yes, well, she is. Take a look at it.
Okay.
And also with all the cobwebs, I was expecting those spider things from Kill the Moon.
Yeah, I wondered where the cobwebs came from. Yeah, you know, where did that happen in a brand new forest?
As soon as I saw it. Yeah,
How can an overnight forest suddenly have, you know, such advanced looking cobwebs?
And then we come to a great scene, sorry to interrupt, where they all think that's it. They decided just to get killed by the solar flare and let the Doctor fly away and stuff like that. So the Doctor goes into the TARDIS and suddenly realises...
Do you think the kids knew that they were going to die?
No, they didn't, but you know what I mean. Danny and Clara have decided that... Because there was initially...
I don't know. I don't get the impression that Danny knew he was going to die.
No.
Clara seemed to be the only one that was in on that information.
Oh, right. Okay, fair enough. I didn't get that.
Yeah, nobody... I don't think even the scientists or whoever notice the darn solar flare because everyone was busy with the trees. Sudden forest.
Yeah, trying to kill off the forest.
They couldn't see the flare for the trees.
For the trees.
Talking about the algae
in
the sea, there was no mention. They were all going on about trees, yet the sea was full of algae. That's what got me.
Well, I think trees was just sort of like a ballpark figure, if you see what I mean. Yeah, you know, just the word to describe it.
Still not convinced. Anyway, there was also a bit, right, where I think somebody said, save someone. You know, obviously everybody's going to die, but, you know, just save someone. That reminded me of Fires of Pompeii, where, in fact, Peter Capaldi gets saved in that one. Mm-hmm.
Just save someone, yes. Yes.
Thank you for that. So, you know, the doctor realizes that the trees are there to save Earth or try and save it. So he comes back and says, "Come and watch this. Come and watch this." And
no one's interested.
No one's really interested. But the doctor.
Yeah, I find that interesting. Nobody thought it was worth watching.
No, they want to see their mums.
Yeah,
they want to see
their mummies. And yeah,
no,
and
that was 2 weeks ago when we had the mummy.
Yeah, and then. Danny and sort of chastises, I'm not going to bother, chastises Clara for not being entirely honest with him, obviously with the fact that she's been still flying off of the doctor. And that's about it, really, isn't it? Then we see the little bit where Missy says, it's a surprise, I love surprises, when obviously the flares do get absorbed by the
I do love the doctor saying, it would be real embarrassing if it did destroy everything.
Mm. Yes.
It's like, how can you tell me?
It's like a moment of doubt, eh?
And then, of course, we have that cheesy scene where Mummy and Maeve arrive home and the little lights reveal her missing sister. I was quite disappointed that happened, actually, because I was hoping that there was going to be a bit more significance to this missing sister.
Yeah, they don't do anything with that.
What's she been doing?
It's very Peter Pan.
Yeah.
The way she appeared.
Mm-hmm. Well, and all smiles and everybody's happy. It's like, wait a minute, aren't we asking what happened to her?
She didn't slap her thigh, though, so I suppose should be thankful of that.
Apparently Annabelle has been in... What is the name of that your silly opera?
I beg your pardon?
EastEnders.
Okay.
She has?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't
she played. She played. A, she played a character. Well, this was 5 years ago, so she was obviously younger. She played a character named Hannah in.
Really? I remember Hannah. Okay.
In three episodes, apparently. August and September 2009.
Wow. Okay. See, I do follow EastEnders.
I know. That's why I was saying silly.
Anyway, right. So, and then we see the scene where, the sort of preview to the finale, which is obviously going to be a two-part finale.
Which gives an interesting teaser for what, you know, all the things that I've been impatient with all along. Maybe it's because Clara is at the center of what's going to happen.
Or maybe it's because she's a Londoner, that she loves London so. She's not. She's from Blackpool, but I just had to. She lives in London, doesn't she? Right. That's about it for that particular story. I'm going to say what I think of it now. It's not perfect because there's loads of little niggly things that I did mention during the story. But we've been quite spoilt recently with... Doctor Who episodes which, you know, are difficult to critique because they're so good. I don't think this is that bad. I think there are a few bits and bobs with it which just happened. Let me speak. Yeah. There's a few bits and bobs of it, with it are a little bit annoying, but it's very pretty. I love the child actors. It's a bit fantastical. Is that a word?
Fantastical.
All right, there you go.
Phantasmagorical.
But it's a science fiction fantasy. It's a science fiction fantasy TV show. It's just there are too many things that are a bit too silly. But there's been worse examples of things being a bit too silly in Doctor Who.
Particularly this series, yes.
Yes.
But I still, you know, if you put this in last year, this wouldn't be one of the worst stories of last year. And I think it's probably on a par... Well, if you look at the fact that we've had so many good stories this year, right? Unfortunately, it makes this one of the worst ones of this year, but nope. I still really enjoyed it. Shut your face.
Yeah,
I still really enjoyed it. I just thought it was fun. It was bright. It wasn't dark or anything. It was bright. It was obviously aimed at children. It was more of a sort of Sarah Jane Adventures type.
Yeah, it was Sarah Jane, yeah.
But I really thoroughly enjoyed it. I thought it was really good. It just wasn't quite, wasn't anywhere near the standard of the last four or five episodes. But, yeah. I'd watch it again, and I have watched it again. So, yeah, it's okay. And Debbie?
I thought it was visually very effective. especially, but I just felt like it was a filler episode again. Just right. let's take a quick breath.
The ones before the finales generally aren't, they?
Yeah, I know, but it just feels like, all right, let's just have a lighthearted moment.
Yes. Let's they always do that.
And then just let's throw them in at the deep end next week with all the... everyone being shocked and appalled by what's going to happen to the characters. But this
what they do every time, though.
I know, but it's just getting a bit much now because they just threw in Missy at the end just to remind you that there is part of a continual story. It just felt like that. It felt like the sort of they threw her in at the end. Like they have done technically most of the way through, but I just felt like it wasn't necessary to show her going, oh, okay.
But it was if you haven't watched some of the previous episodes.
Suppose, but I just didn't enjoy this one as much as I've enjoyed most of the others, to be honest. This wasn't the highlight of the season for me.
No, I go along with that, but I've enjoyed all of them. But I just, like you say, haven't enjoyed this as much as a lot of the more recent episodes.
It's like, as you say, I felt like I was watching Sarah Jane Adventures, going from the slickness of last week's episode to this. It felt like we'd sort of maybe gone down a couple of hours in the time zone, and maybe they're making up for the fact the clocks went back.
I think this one could end up being the fear her of this series, but I still think standards wise it is better.
The Dalek might be that one.
No, I like
right.
Into the Dalek.
Yes, Debbie, I completely agree with you.
No, like Into the Dalek. Sorry,
Into the Dalek was horrid.
Have you done, sorry?
I am done, yes. Okay. It just wasn't up there for me, unfortunately.
Go on then, Kirby. While you're talking, I'm going to get myself a drink because I'm really thirsty.
Oh, so you're not going to listen to
no,
me?
No, because no, you don't like it, so...
Who said that? Who said that? I mean, this was very middle of the road. I mean, it's okay. For the 10 episodes we've had so far, I put it at number 6. It's a filler episode. It's got good things. It's got some absolutely rubbish things. It's not nearly as bad as my two absolute, not hates, but extreme dislikes, Into the Dalek and Time Heist. And it's okay to quote Ben.
Okay. No. Okay. That's fair enough. No, exactly. That's how I feel about it. Adam's obviously still off getting his drink. Mary, what did you think?
Well, I mean, you know, it's no secret this has not been a favorite series of mine.
I was only gone for a few seconds.
And
I'm done. Yes, we've moved
God's
on.
God's sake! I wanted to listen to Mary's, but you could have waited. Right?
No, but she said
oh,
just
oh dear. Oh, I see. Kirby's not worth listening to, but I am. All right.
She well, just barely you, started.
Oh, God, carry on.
You didn't hear what Kirby said. He said he thought it was a shining episode.
No, he didn't.
He loved every bit of it. He made this his number
not.
One.
Go on, get on it.
Yeah. My reactions this whole series have been very lukewarm. There have only been a couple of episodes that have, for me, risen to
that's
what I'm looking
for. You've been wrong
for.
Most of the time.
Which
on this
one?
Which two? The number one would probably be Mummy, and number two would probably be Kill the Moon. Other than that, they all kind of land in the 8 and 9 spot in 10 out of 10. And this one, you know, I didn't hate it, but I didn't love it. There were things about it I enjoyed. But overall, as Deb said, and I totally agree, it just felt like a filler. Mm. Another piece in the overall puzzle that I guess we're going to, you know, be revealed the next two episodes. In fact, the previews of the next episode make me wonder if Clara's rededication to the doctor has a larger purpose than just, you know, wanting to travel with him. I'm feeling echoes of River being raised by the silence to assassinate the doctor. I think that there's some larger theme at work with Clara. And I hope so, because why have I wasted so much time watching the Clara adventures?
Yes.
You know, so that's my only hope, is that it's all going to come clear the next two episodes, which hopefully will make all of this worth it. But up until now, I'm just not a fan of this series, and I'm not a fan of even this episode. Because, again, it just felt like filler. So that's what I think.
Very good.
I'm loving Capaldi, and I'm loving this series.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, I do like Capaldi, but I don't feel like we've gotten enough of him.
No.
I feel like we're getting way more of Clara than we are of the Doctor. And that's the big thing that I'm missing.
Yeah, well,
it's more the Clara show than anything.
So mm-hmm. most of the time mm-hmm. it seems to me, but when it is the Doctor,
exactly,
it is really, really good. But now, on the whole, I'm more than satisfied with this series. I know we've got the finale now, which is basically one story. So we're more or less done with it, with this series. And obviously, when it comes to... Well, say 3 weeks' time, we'll be looking back on the series as a whole and obviously at the previous eight and comparing them, because obviously there's been a lot of suggestion that this has been the best series so far. So we really need to, because we know we are the best podcasters in the world, and our opinion is more important than anybody else's. Shut up. We need to really get behind the plan to find out whether or not Series 8 is the best, and I think it probably isn't, but we'll find out. And on this particular juncture, there won't be any quiz for that particular show. That's in 3 weeks' time, because we'll be talking about what I've just mentioned. Let me finish the blimmin' sentence? Oh, for God's sake. Yes, so 3 weeks' time, right? In 3 weeks' time, we've got episode 11 and 12. Then the third week, we'll be doing just looking back on this series as a whole. And then we'll be trying to compare this series to all the previous series. And answering that key question, is it the best? So that's when people really do need to provide their feedback on that.
Yeah, even I'm looking forward to that episode.
And we need to get people like Rhys Parton and possibly Robert Haynes on the show, because it's very special, isn't it, people? Yes, Kirby, get on with it while I'll switch my speakers off.
I'm just confirming then that means I don't have to pull the randomizer out of the closet
and brush it
off for several more weeks.
Yes,
I'm looking forward to that discussion.
No. I mean, I've got a funny feeling that randomizer is only going to be running to the end of the year anyway.
Why?
Because I've got another plan for 2015.
What?
I've got a plan for 2015. I've got this really original idea that no podcast has ever done before, of watching every episode of Doctor Who from the beginning.
Whoa, that would be interesting. It would be fun.
Don't be scared, Debbie. I do actually have every episode of Doctor Who. So if you haven't got any of them in your possession, I can provide you with them. Yes?
That's right.
Does that include reconstructions?
No.
That's the point.
Only reconstructions that are available to the public.
What about Big Finish?
I'll rephrase that. Yeah. You can do reconstructions, but you have to listen to them.
Okay.
Master.
Yes.
We had already sort of discussed this back before the current series started, that I was going to start putting once a month reconstruction selection into the randomizer.
Mm. Yeah. Okay, well... you won't have to do that now, will you?
This will necessitate it, yes.
You won't have to do that.
I'm going to have to figure out where to find these reconstructions.
Yeah. Trouble is, we have to do several of them in a row if we're going from the beginning.
It also means that Isabella doesn't have to actually do what Alicia did and watch every single episode, because obviously she wouldn't be able to do that, not in that period of time, because we used to watch them one a day, and it wouldn't be possible to do a seven-part episode, review one of them, or even the 10-part.
I've always wanted to watch things from the beginning.
Yeah, I like the way you think, Adam.
It is a great idea.
Because obviously no other podcast has ever done that before, have they?
Because when we talk about them randomly, I mean, there are things from previous episodes that we could be bringing into it. Yeah.
Well, also the other thing, even though we have already reviewed a lot of these things, it's a different, because we're doing it from in a run, it's a different way of looking at the stories. You're looking at them in more or less as a whole story within itself. So we don't have to sometimes spend too long doing individual stories. We might even do two in an episode. Rather like Bigger in the Inside didn't do. Anyway, I think we better move on to some feedback. Debbie, has your dad sent anything in this week?
No, he hasn't. And I've asked him loads.
Appalling.
Oh, I want to hear from your dad.
It's all right. I got something from Jeff Waddle, though. Oh, well. First episode of season 8 I didn't like. Had to happen sometime. Maybe it's because I've enjoyed everything else so much. It may well be okay, but it feels like a poor episode to me. No threat and no tension. Clara willing to let kids die rather than take them into the TARDIS. What?
Yeah, good point. Yeah, I wondered about that.
Yeah, it is a bit of a contradiction to what she's been saying in previous stories, I must admit. Anyway, the Doctor says it's as much his planet as hers. I like that. When only a couple of episodes previously, he leaves them to decide the future of Earth because it's nothing to do with him. Yeah, but
that another good point, yes.
Maybe because he knew that the Earth had a future then and he wasn't quite sure in this particular episode. I don't know. Too inconsistent for me. And I absolutely hated the sister turning up at the end. I didn't like that. Actually, I did say that.
Yeah.
For no apparent reason.
Sense. Makes no sense.
But like I said, that in stories you do, you know, it's not... In stories I enjoy, sometimes there's little things that happen I don't like about the story, but as a whole, I like the story. Do you know what I mean? If I talked about every Harry Potter book, there's parts of Harry Potter stories I don't like, but as a whole, I like them. So that's... Yeah, go on.
Well, you know, that sister turning up at the end, it makes me wonder if there was some intermediate material that got left out to help us understand her appearance at the end.
It didn't make sense, but on the whole, I quite like the story and the characters and the actors, so I suppose that sort of made me sort of brush over it a little bit. Anyway, the whole of London now consists of groups of kids, two teenagers, an alien...
Yeah.
A group of fire workers and a mother on a bike. Nobody else. What? Yeah, that's a good point, actually. I didn't think of that one. It's getting worse for me now.
I mentioned that while we were discussing
that. Yeah, but what you say doesn't make any... Anyway. Right, so, and where are we? Some people will like this, and that's fine. Definitely low point of Series 8 for me, but everything around it is so good. I'm not complaining. P.S. It felt like a Matt Smith script to me. Not that it's a bad thing. Roll on next week. Now, this is rather illustrates my point that it does fall below Into the Dalek for me. So that I think Jeff's on my side. I said this could be the worst one of the series, but I still enjoyed it. So
something I forgot to mention is the rubbish science involved
in
the solar
lot,
flare feeding on the oxygen that these trees and the other greenery in the oceans were producing. All oxygen does is intensify a fire. So I would think it would make the fire on the Earth even worse.
It would,
The doctor brushed over that with some
rubbish.
Rubbish, yeah. And the thing is he did bring it up.
Yeah, he did, but it made no sense.
And so it makes as much sense as a police box is bigger on the inside.
Yeah, that's what we were saying. It's
true.
Science fiction fantasy.
Very definitely
TV.
Kirby.
It's okay. It's okay. It's Doctor Who.
Yeah, as far as this, I disliked Kill the Moon, Deep Breath, Into the Dalek, and Time Heist more than this.
Okay. Well, I mean, anyway, so we've got some more feedback.
It's the captain.
Hello, Tinkering Web Podcast. This is Ian Kirk. Why is the centre of a tree like a dog's tail? Because it is furthest from the bark.
In the Mark of the Rani, the
character gets turned into a tree. And he got in touch with his roots.
Hang on! I do the
ring
shots.
We have more magic trees. In the Forest of the Night by Frank Cottrell Boyce. Or Jack and the Beanstalk 2. The Beanstalk is back. And this time it's personal. A girl called Maeve is a psychic schoolgirl from Coal Hill School. Two of her teachers are worried about her behaviour. That happens every 50 years. She swapped her sister for magic beans. Overnight they're turning to beanstalks all over the earth. It was the nanogenes from the Doctor Dancers that transformed them. In the oceans, they turn into lily pads. Go, Kermit. There are wolves, but a tiger chases them away. The giant who lives at the top of the beanstalk had a sister called Missy. There was a huge solar flare, but the trees protected us. Then the nanogenes made them vanish. Mr. Pink kissed Miss Oswald, and Missy was surprised. Everybody lived happily ever after, except the astronauts on the space station. The end.
I talk to the trees, but they don't listen to me.
Bye for now.
No. Master
Ian, yes.
You know, that sounds like it would have been a more interesting story than what we saw.
Yes. Yes.
He's missing his forte there, isn't he?
Well, good evening, 20 megabyters. I'm going to hear it's 7:41 on Sunday night. I'm sitting here with right, let's see, what are you going to guess?
Merlo?
Wrong, it's a glass of white rocker. No. yep, I watched the last episode. We actually went to a Doctor Who party at friends Dave and Paul's place in Kent. There's some pictures on Facebook. We came second in the quiz. We didn't defend the title we won last year, but so we got the Silver Sidemen rather than Golden TARDIS. But yeah, it was good. We sat and watched the episode. Now, yeah, I'm not really sure about it. I mean, it's interesting that Dawn actually fell asleep during it. You know, it's actually a favourite drink. Nothing to do with it whatsoever, of course. But yeah, I've got to admit, this is. I don't think this is one of the best ones. I didn't really enjoy it that much. I thought the plot line. The concept of the story was quite good. Coming out and finding these trees everywhere and seeing how people react to that and how the... yes, they try and burn the trees down. Shades of Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy there, for those who remember that. Yeah, typical humans, that's it, you know. We've got something to understand. Let's destroy it. And then the Doctor managed to persuade everybody not to do it. And she getting the girl to do it as well, the little girl who did it. And then her sister turns at the end. It just seemed to me very, very disjointed, this... you know, it just it didn't work for me. I mean, I did like the bit, the fact that when Clara said, well, you know, won't we remember this, and you'll forget this, you know, as they've forgotten all the alien invasions. I mean, that's a bit of point that's been made in previous stories, the fact that we do have a habit as humans of apparently just forgetting about alien invasions or the ones that have been, and we'll forget about this one as well. And yeah, trees protecting the earth. Well, yeah, you can understand that. Why they're making the oxygen to stay for the solar flare. Though you would have thought that one of our astronomers would have actually picked up the fact that solar flares are coming anyway. So that bit just didn't quite stand up for me. I think the more interesting bit was the dynamic of looking at Clara and Danny and how they come together. Everyone else can spot this. Everyone else can see what's going on apart from them. And this reminds me of the relationship with Lovely Dawn, where everyone could see what was coming. And when I proposed to her, nobody was the least bit surprised, apart from one friend who didn't see it coming. But, yeah, apparently my mother had been waiting for after 2 months. She thought I was going to do it. It took 7 months, but never mind. That's neither here nor there. But it was interesting, the fact that all the school kids are doing it. You know what kids are like. I guess it's not really kids, because they're young teenagers, so they're sort of becoming aware of things like that and understand what relationships are like. And of course, yeah, two teachers getting together is always going to be a good laugh, isn't it? I mean, when I was at school, I went to an all-boys school as well, so let's not go there in a hurry. Hated the place. But it's other people's reactions to what's going on, and when they have a kiss, and it's, oh, they're kissing a girl. So that was really it. I thought... Peter Capaldi did play the Doctor very well here. I mean, he is a very, very strong character. With the Doctor Idiot bit at the end. He's idiot. He's not seen it coming. Like I said, I don't know. It just didn't work for me, I'm afraid, this story. I've seen a reaction on Facebook, and a lot of people didn't really like it that much. Was it just a filler? Yeah. I think the really interesting bit was Missy's reaction at the end about, you know, has she made a mistake, what has she done? I think it's opening things up, and I think we're getting a two-parter finale, aren't we, next week and the week after. I'm not quite sure when we're going to watch that. I think I'm busy about the next 2 weekends. So, you're setting things up again. I see Jeff Waddle has been saying he thinks he knows who Missy is.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that in a minute.
Got theories about who Missy is and who she isn't and what she does. I mean, I think she'll be a totally original character. We've never seen her before. But I wouldn't care to hazard a guess at what she's going to be doing. So, all in all, yeah, it's one of the 100 ones. It's not as bad as Kill the Moon. It wasn't as bad as Time Heist, but it was just a meh, wasn't it, for me. So, that's the way things go.
It was meh.
Anyway, Adam, hope you're happy. Your football team's doing rather well, it seems. And the Mighty Quinn's
one. I mean, good team, that's why. Seeing you. Thank you very much, Jeff. Yes, if people are wondering what he's talking about, Southampton Football Club, second in the Premier League. Right. Yes. Thank you, Jeff. Jeff, what do you say Jeff for? Because I'm going to talk about Jeff, actually. Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Thank you,
me
Andy.
Me too. I followed you and said Jeff. Thank you, Andy.
Thank you, Andy. Now, Jeff. Right. Yes, Jeff has worked out. Well, he thinks he's worked out who Missy is. And this is what he says. Kirby.
What?
Because you said to share your thoughts. What did he say? Come on.
I don't see...
Oh, I'll read it then, shall I? As far
I don't
as
see it. Where is it?
As far as we know, the Time Lords have never gave anyone new set of regenerations. The Doctor is lacking in caring, warmth, compassion. Not by me.
Oh,
All the traits attributed to the female side of our personality. So, something went wrong with one new cycle. The female side split off, no doubt corrupted by who is coming next week due to them being in his psyche in Split Nightmare in Silver. She is
Spit. He's going.
Oh, sorry. I thought it said Split. No, because that makes sense. I thought, I'll talk about that in a minute. Nightmare in Silver. She is either building an army of soldiers to become them, or the Doctor part of her is building an army to fight them. Probably all wrong, but fits. Well, the fact, you know, when Nightmare in Silver and the Doctor's sort of personality to be in Split, and we've got the Cybermen obviously coming up, we've seen pictures of them in the
right thing.
I wonder if that could be true. I mean, obviously we've also talked about the Valiard. It could be, maybe it's a like a incarnation of Valiardi. Obviously the Valiard from last time was from the first 12 regenerations. Maybe this is the Valiard from the next 12 regenerations.
Well, the thing is like a Madame Kavarian who kind of oversaw the raising of River by the Silence. So she may be overseeing the raising of Clara to be an enemy of the Doctor.
Could be.
Master?
But she could also be a Valiard-type character. Yes.
She could be the Valiard, because the Valiard is described as being between his 12th and final incarnations, and that still fits.
Yeah, because we don't
because who knows when the final will be? In 100 years,
we're all confused about these.
So that does actually open up, doesn't it? That keeps the Valiard myth going, doesn't it? The fact that we've got another 12. So
and the thing is that I doubt that Moffat would have even mention the Valiard's name if he didn't have a plan of it. He did mention it in that one episode. What was the episode?
Tell me. I mean, you're talking. I don't know what you're talking
about. Well, I have to remember where. It was a fairly recent episode. Let me look.
Oh, God.
Last year. In Name of the Doctor, the Great Intelligence mentions the Valiard as one of the names by which the Doctor will be known before the end of his life.
Nice.
So that was only last year, and that brought us right in. As soon as he mentioned Valiard, that's why I've been thinking that this was the Valiard was going to come up at some point in Moffat's run.
You do wonder where the name Missy comes from, and I think it's obviously going to be something ridiculous like a part of a longer name, or maybe some initials that create the word.
That would be Miss Valiard.
It's going to be something that, you know, when it does get revealed, it'll either never get revealed, or it'll just be a slap on the forehead, "Doh!" sort of thing.
We should have seen that.
Yeah, right. Or knowing Moffat, it could be something that is totally let down.
A whole other direction.
Why were we waiting all these weeks just to see that?
Right.
But if it's in tune with the series as a whole, it should be quite good. Right, so that's essentially it on the talking about what is probably one of the worst episodes of this series, but still quite enjoyable.
Not the worst, just not I think one most of the of better us, ones either.
I think it's one of the worst, to be honest. But like I say, I've enjoyed all of them.
Robots.
I liked that. It was fun. And it made more sense than this one.
Robot of Sherwood was fun. Yeah. It was great.
This was quite fun to a degree. It just wasn't as successful as being quite fun.
One thing that I think we might have liked this one better if it hadn't been preceded by two absolutely fantastic ones.
Yeah, well,
if we had got our hopes up
that things were getting better. Yeah.
If we had seen this after Kill the Moon, which is worse?
I don't know, but my theory is that the reason why the third to last episode of Doctor Who generally isn't a humdinger, although I thought Turn Left was pretty good, is because basically the finale is supposed to be the best one of the series. If you have an amazing episode and then follow that by the finale.
After the last two,
it's
a dip, but they always do
that. We were kind of rising to a new level and then dropped again.
Rising to a new level with the finale.
Not just makes you wonder what the finale is going to be like now.
It probably is very, very good.
I don't mind, Dr. Light episodes or episodes that feature a companion in the midst of a series, but this whole season has been featuring Clara in a way that I want more Capaldi.
The only thing that's going to annoy me about the finale is that I've quite enjoyed having these one-week stories, and now we're going to go back to a cliffhanger and having to wait for that.
You know what I'm worried about? I like Capaldi very much. I'm worried that he's going to be a one-series doctor.
I don't think he may come back.
If people don't like these new stories, they may, think it's Capaldi.
Well, if he's gone back to do the Three Musketeers or whatever, why would he go back to do that and not do Doctor Who? I think he'll be back. Mm.
Yeah. If he's doing that, he's got.
I'm not saying he would choose to go, but if they're seeing the ratings drop, they're gonna.
I'm thinking there's a possibility that of a pre-planned single series Doctor. And I've seen some theories that he may not really be the Doctor.
What?
That would disappoint me greatly.
Well, do tell. Expand on that.
That something happened during the regeneration, and perhaps Missy is the Doctor.
That would disappoint me because during the big 50th anniversary special, we saw his eyebrows. And it was clearly implied.
True. Okay. Master. Never mind.
Oh, right. Okay.
Well, you say never mind, but I mean, there was such an uproar after he was chosen about, all the feminists are out there. Why do we have a female doctor? Why are they always male and white and all this kind of stuff? And so I've been blaming this whole series of stories on them trying to make it up to them by making Clara almost a second doctor.
What if Clara is going to be the doctor?
I don't like the idea of a female doctor.
No.
I like the idea of bringing females in to play sinister, evil characters, but I think doctor should always be a bloke.
Master, there's some odd thumping outside of my room. I've got to go investigate. Before we start... Go on with the quiz. So excuse me for a minute.
Well, I was going to do the regular feature of the show, which is welcoming new members to the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast.
Well, go ahead. I'm muting my microphone.
Yes, but there aren't any.
There aren't any?
No.
Well, that was a short conversation.
Just say hello to everybody out there.
Yes. Hello to the people that are loyal and listen and...
And
don't mind us
listen,
at all. And converse on Facebook and all that.
Yes. So, yes, I was going to say something. I completely forgot what I was going to say. It's all Kirby's fault.
It's always Kirby's fault while he's not here.
That's what I was going to do. We're going to pad by talking about who won, because Christmas is coming up.
Yes.
Oh, there's got to have some really good stuff there at whowon.co.uk. I was actually going to look to see what Doctor Who onesies are available, not necessarily on Who Won, because I've got a TARDIS one, but I'm sure there's got to be some new Doctor Who onesies coming up for Christmas. But at the moment at whowon.co.uk we have 2015 calendar. It's priced $8.99. I'd get that now if I were you.
Yes.
Then we could sell out. The 12th Doctor 3.79-inch pointless, posable action figure. When you've got the blooming 5-inch ones, it does make the Doctor look a little bit short. But they've also bought out a 3.75-inch 10th Doctor, an Amy Pond. and a classic Dalek, but they haven't got a picture of that. And these little ones are all £6.99, and the Doctor Who magazine, 479, available for whoone.co.uk, which you lot in America should get them from there, because you'll get them.
Is that whoone.co.uk?
Yes,
yeah.
That's what I was just saying, yes. Also, the 12th Doctor Sonic Screwdriver is available at £14.99, and it's got an extended action, or sorry, an extending action. Whoa.
Ooh.
Makes it extremely exciting.
Does it have three settings?
I don't know. It might do. So that's
some people know what I'm referring to.
The price of the scarves at lavazia.co.uk has gone back to its original price, so you really did miss out. Actually, being members of the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast Facebook group, which you can join, you could have actually got that Dalek scarf a little bit cheaper.
Yes.
But nobody wanted to join on that particular time for some reason.
The noise was, if people were wondering.
I didn't hear any noises.
Fred had gone to gaming this afternoon, and she got home, and I didn't realize she was home.
Ah. Well, tell her not to use up the bandwidth.
Something. Oh, they know not to. They're watching a DVD. I think they're watching Phantom Menace, which they consider to be a good movie.
Ugh.
I know.
Really?
It's only good for the fight at the end.
I got Back to the Future 1, 2, and 3 in Blu-ray for £10 from Sainsbury's last week. I thought that was a bargain.
Oh,
Isabella
it might be
one.
For you, but a Blu-ray disc for, a Blu-ray disc for me would be a useless piece of plastic.
Yes, we'll get a Blu-ray player then. Now time for this week's edition of You Won't Get This One. It's a new remix of the opening theme music. Right, Debbie, go ahead and make us all look silly.
I was fighting for questions in this episode, I must admit.
No, I'll bet you were.
Okay, right, we'll start with Mary.
Okay.
What colours are the school tie?
Oh, my Lord. I'll just guess blue and white.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, I was going to be more accurate than that, but no.
You told us whose tie it was.
It was silver and blue, and it was a Grange Hill tie. But carry on, Debbie, I don't claim any points for that, even though I was right.
Kirby.
Master. Mistress.
What colour is the, what colour is the large tree ring?
Red.
Oh, sorry. Did you want me to play some of these?
You're not supposed to give me one second answer. I need to lose.
Oh, sorry.
I've only seen this twice. I must lose.
Was that correct, Debbie?
Yes, it was.
Oh, there we go. We'll play that then. I'll help you out where I can. Yes?
Okay, Adam.
Yes?
What do people do when they're in love?
Argue.
Oh, I know.
Argue.
I know.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, of course it is.
Okay, Mary?
Yeah?
What time is the Natural History Museum open daily?
I don't remember.
I'll take a guess.
Pass it on to who does.
I'm allowed to take a guess, am I?
Anyone else?
9 a.m.
No.
Oh, come on.
Okay, Kirby at all?
He said no.
No, I don't remember.
Take a guess, Kirby.
10.
It's 10.
Oh, you. Oh, well, Why didn't I allow him to do that?
It's not fair. He said he didn't know.
No, he said he didn't know. He guessed. He was allowed to guess.
Till 17:50 daily.
Yeah, give him a point for that one.
No.
Yes. Or deduct
Mary.
Two.
Mm-hmm. Should we give him a point for that one?
No, I just did.
Oh, go ahead.
He's got a point, yeah.
Okay, right. This one's for Kirby.
Master.
What is the name of the emergency committee?
Fred. I don't know.
Anyone?
No.
No.
Okay, mm-mm. It was Emergency Committee Cobra.
Oh, there you go.
Wow.
Adam.
Yes?
Where is X?
That's right at the top there.
There you go, yes, that's right.
Yes.
It's right there.
Right there at the top.
You know, may I make my observation?
Yeah.
I thought Danny's, the way he wrote the X was very strange.
It's an algebra X. Yeah, it's supposed to be like two backward C's. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I've never seen anyone do that.
Yeah, it's a bit weird.
I like
that's how
it.
They, that's how they look in textbooks.
Yeah, it's the algebra X. It's always a bit...
Oh, I understand why he did it. It's just I'd never seen anyone do it that way.
Okay, Mary.
They do it at school.
Yes.
How does our world grow, according to the Doctor?
I don't know.
Anyone else?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. A series of catastrophes.
Oh, of course it does.
Oh,
yes.
That's right. Yeah.
Kirby.
Master.
What are
it's
the
round mistress.
What are the round bits for?
We don't know.
What's the response?
I don't remember the response.
Anyone?
No.
Let's get away from there.
It's ask your teacher.
Oh.
Oh.
I love that. Adam.
Yes.
What hasn't Ruby got?
Oh, I know.
Hang on, let me think of that one.
I know.
Sure, show me. I've only seen this once, but it does. That's ringing a bell with my head.
Ring it a little louder?
Pardon? Oh, sorry. No, I just... She hasn't
they
got
had
any,
an
she
opportunity
hasn't,
to
I don't
do
think she's got any it. Sense, has she?
No, it's not that. Kirby?
See, they should have brought in the joke from last week and brought out the psychic paper to see if she could read it because she had no imagination.
That's it. There you go. Right, at the moment... In last place is Mary with 2.
Woo!
And joint first place with 4 apiece is Kirby and Adam.
Mm.
Okay, now it's Mary's turn.
Mm-hmm.
Who directed this episode?
Oh, gosh. Oh, I don't remember at all.
Anyone?
No.
Nope.
No.
Okay, Sherry Folkson.
Well, there you go.
A woman, huh? A woman.
Yay.
Kirby.
Mistress?
That's all right. What does the doctor...
Wait, I'm hearing car noises or something.
Yeah, it's not a car. It's outside my house. Some git who's revving up their engine of their Porsche. Someone's got parked a white Porsche down our road.
But I mean, that's all
showing
I could
off.
Hear. I couldn't hear a question.
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now?
No, I'm not going with Verizon. I'm going with T-Mobile.
What does the doctor say is mankind's nightmare?
I don't know.
I think I know.
I don't know. Go ahead.
Yeah. Isn't it the forest?
Yes, that's right.
I didn't get the answer because I was playing jingles over the top of it. Sorry.
Okay, Adam, this
is... Your loss.
Yeah, go on then.
How many wolves chased Maeve?
3.
Yay!
I only counted 2, but okay, if you
say
so.
There were 3.
No, it was 3. I was counting them. Mary.
Yes.
What's the name of Maeve's sister?
Allison.
Nope.
Oh. Nope. I know.
Kirby?
Hang on. Before you do that, I've got to hold you there before you say the answer, because I've just accidentally gone to the wrong thing. Right then, Mary, it was a... Slick. Right, go on then, Kirby.
Slick.
Annabelle.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That one I knew.
God. Yeah.
Okay, this one is for you, Kirby.
Mistress?
How do
I can't say it as well as master.
But you must.
How do the sprites, or
whatever
little
they
lights,
are,
define themselves?
I don't know, because I could not really understand much of that speech.
Okay. Anybody?
So that's for Kirby.
What, are they like little points of light?
That's what they called themselves when they were speaking through Maeve.
Oh.
They defined themselves.
Ooh. Don't remember. You can only delay so long, Adam.
Yes.
I'm trying to. No, sorry.
You're trying to get to that point.
It's life that prevails. We are the life that prevails.
Okay. I still say they should have been Vashnarada.
Yeah, they should have been, I thought.
They should have been, yeah.
Right, Adam. Yes.
What can't the Doctor fight?
Oh, for God's sake.
Wow, you come up with some tough ones.
That's why he doesn't like me doing it.
Don't know.
Anyone?
No.
No.
Physics.
Okay.
Like, is that why the Doctor became a physics teacher in school reunion?
Exactly. Physics.
Yeah, go on.
Which you can't fight, you join.
Mary.
Yeah.
What previous event does the Doctor refer to?
Oh, wow. Wow.
I think I know.
I know it's an asteroid thing. I don't remember its name.
He referred to two of them.
Yes. Yeah, well. So I'm giving it, it's either one.
Well, I can't remember either one of them. Pass on it.
Okay.
No, I've forgotten.
Are you doing it?
I've forgotten which one they were.
I might have heard their long names.
May I?
Yeah, go on.
The main one is the Tunguska event. The other one I'd never heard of until I looked it up. Something in South America.
Yeah, you're right.
In Brazil.
I only wrote the South American one for the next one, but the Tunguska blast. Yeah, it's the Tunguska blast of 1908. Was the one I was.
Right.
There's only a few more, don't worry. Kirby, this is yours.
Mistress.
What kind of sunsets, according to the Doctor, would we have?
Wish that I had had subtitles. I didn't understand him.
Was it rubbish sunset?
No.
Something, a word like that.
Adam?
Amazeballs.
No. The answer for that one is trippy.
Trippy.
Oh, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah. Adam, why don't you do the questions from now on?
Yeah, go on.
She's too good.
Adam.
Yes.
What does Missy love?
I know.
Hang on. Surprises.
Yes.
That's right.
Ding.
Mary.
Yeah.
How does Danny scare the tiger?
I know.
Oh, by shining the torchlight in its eyes.
Perfect.
Hey, we can be trained. Both Mary and I will say torch instead of flashlight.
Right. I would have said flash, but I know
I
I'm talking
I did actually put flashlight in brackets because I was...
No, they got it wrong then. It's a torch. Oh, that's a flashlight. Yeah.
And they say torch.
Okay, Kirby.
Mistress?
What conveniently happens to all the trees?
They vanish in a puff of logic. I mean, in a bunch of points of light.
That's it, yeah.
And they do.
Very convenient. Okay, Adam.
Yes.
Who composed the incidental music?
Oh my gosh.
I thought it was Murray Gold.
Is he the usual person?
I thought it was Murray Gold.
This lady.
Was it not Murray Gold? I'm going to say Murray Gold.
What did you say?
Murray Gold.
Yes, it is.
Oh, that's right.
It's always Murray Gold.
Is it really?
I'd be worried for a moment then.
Yes, I don't think we've ever had one in the modern era that has not been Murray Gold.
Well, it could have been this one.
I just thought
she could have been trying to stump me.
Yeah, well, she stumped me.
I could have said, no, I don't know. I thought it was Murray Gold.
I know he's the main guy, but I didn't know he was the incidental one as well.
Right, okay.
Do you want my free-for-alls, or shall we just leave it as that?
Free-for-all, go on, free-for-all.
Free-for-all.
Yep.
How does the Doctor reveal the glowing lights around Maeve?
Sonic screwdriver.
What does he do?
No.
Oh, he increases the gravity.
got that.
Got there before you did, Kirby.
Increases gravity?
I've got one apiece for that. Answering at the same time.
Yeah, go on.
Because this quiz is so important.
It is.
And this is the last one, you'll be pleased to know.
All right.
What does the government plan to use on the trees?
A defoliation agent.
Oh. Yay!
I think Mary got that one.
Yes.
And that's right. It. So, in last place, with a very creditable 8, is Mary.
Oh, I like the way she said that.
In second place with 9 is Kirby. And in first place with 10 is Adam. That's how close
you are. Well, you know favoritism, why. Favoritism.
You know why?
Why?
He has literally written the book.
Yeah, but none of the stuff in that book is current. It's all stuff.
Well deserved, Adam. Well deserved.
Series A. I should hope so too.
I didn't realize it was going to be that tricky, but you know.
It's a little different being on the other side of the questions, isn't it?
Yes. Things will return to normal next week.
Yes.
Oh dear.
It's on time when we're recording. We do a Sunday again.
I think it's time we looked at a bit of news. Oh, everyone got really quiet at the thought of some news.
We were all looking.
Yeah, that'd be great. Let's look at some news.
Yeah, let's.
There isn't any. No.
What?
Gareth Roberts no longer writing the City of Death book.
Yeah, I know. I was surprised to see that.
Yeah, it's a shame, really, because I think he'd be really good at it, actually. He's good at writing stories like that, so...
His version of Shadow was very well done.
Well, it says, and I just knocked my keyboard, it says, author and scriptwriter Gareth Roberts, writer of several Doctor Who books and scripts over the past 20 years, has this evening, that's the Tuesday, the 21st of October, announced on Twitter he is no longer working on a novelisation of the 1979 Doctor Who serial City of Death, the most watched story in the programme's history. Instead, the book will be now written by author and former BBC Doctor Who website editor James Goss. Doesn't say why, don't think. Obviously, it's just a tweet, so he's not going to elaborate on that one. But I'm sure something will come up soon to explain why. Maybe he's just too busy. Maybe he's writing scripts for the next series of Doctor Who, and he hasn't got time. Alive Plus 7 figures are now available for the first 4 episodes of the current series of Doctor Who. The Live Plus 7 figure are a measure used by the BBC to estimate the total audience for a programme. Unlike the official Barb figures, it includes not only those who watch the BBC One broadcast and those who time shift it, but also those who watch the repeats on other UK channels and those who watch the programme on iPlayer. The total figure is an estimate of the total number of unique viewers who watched the episode in the UK within 1 week of broadcast. Now, the interesting thing of this is, when I watched it, obviously delayed the next morning with Isabella and Debbie, how are they to know that there was a whole street of people sat in my house watching that particular recording of it? So it's not totally accurate, is it? It's like people listen to this podcast, and one person might download it, but there might be a family of it listen to it in the car. So the figures are Deep Breath, 10.76 million. Into the Dalek, fine episode, 8.26 million.
Garbage episode.
Robot of Sherwood, 8.25 million, so a 0.01 of a million, not quite as good as Into the Dalek, obviously. And Listen!
So much better.
Can you realise? Listen, it was episode 4, such a long time ago. 7.8 million, so there you go. Dark Water transmission details. The BBC have confirmed that the penultimate episode in the current run of Doctor Who, Dark Water, will broadcast in the UK on the 1st of November at the slightly earlier time of 8:15 p.m. Excuse me. The funny thing is, as a person gets kicked off Strictly Come Dancing,
it gets shorter.
We get 10 minutes earlier. So obviously we now know that the finale will probably broadcast at 7:55.
Back when I used to watch the American version, Dancing with the Stars, mm-hmm. with my mother, I noticed that about the show, that it would get shorter each week.
It does. It's a shame. Donny Osmond was in there a couple of weeks ago. He's great.
Or they keep interjecting more, star spotlights, people singing or other people dancing.
Yeah. The only thing I didn't like about the Donny Osmond was that he was great when he was on as a judge, but when he had to get up and sing during the Sunday show, that was a bit of a letdown. But I do like Donny. Do you like Donny Osmond, Debbie?
No.
Oh. Okay, right. Neil Gaiman discusses securing women writers for Doctor Who. Doctor Who writer Neil Gaiman has indicated that recruiting women writers is a priority for people working on the show. Is he going to take over Doctor Who then?
Is he going to be script editor?
Yeah, is he going to be showrunner?
Oh, can you imagine? That would be fantastic.
I would love that.
Except I doubt he would.
I know, yeah. It's strange that he would be talking such a way if he's not actually planning on running the show.
I've got a couple of Doctor Who scripts that I played about with years ago.
Yeah, I've got one as well. Maybe we can make a sort of audio series of Doctor Who.
That'd be cool,
yeah. Probably getting people to actually do the acting on it is going to be a bit of an issue. Reece said he would do it.
Like podcast crew to do it.
Yeah, Reece said he would do it, but unfortunately the logistics of getting him to act from so far away, and Lady S also said that she'd be prepared to do something, and me to actually have time to sit down and actually edit the thing. That's where it becomes a bit difficult. But I would like to do it. I didn't write the blimmin' script for it to just stay on the computer to be read by a couple of people and that's it. But anyway, Mummy, chart position. Doctor Who, Mummy on the Orient Express finished the week as the 14th most watched programme on British television, according to figures from Barb. The top of the week was a final of the British Bake Off, which had 13.51 million viewers, over 3
Why?
Million more than the second place rubbish, cool. Boring, snore-worthy Downton Abbey. Yeah, I love Bake Off. Brilliant show.
I only watch one
finished.
Show.
Of what?
Doctor Who.
Doctor Who.
All right. BBC is offering Day of the Doctor Blu-ray disc replacements. Now, the BBC Worldwide are offering replacement discs for fans who bought the Blu-ray version of the 50th anniversary box set.
That's you.
That's you, isn't it?
Yeah. You bought the Blu-ray version. I got the DVD version.
Ah.
Yeah.
I've only watched the extras. I haven't watched the episodes because I thought, you know, because I've only seen the episodes. I haven't seen the extras. Anyway, the new disc will fix a frame rate fault on disc 2, which contains the Day of the Doctor. Fans have expressed disappointment with the fault on forums since the release on the 8th of September and eventually drew attention of the BBC. One fan received the following email. Thank you for your continued patience. We are pleased to respond to our fans' request for this title to be made available.
Well, this is Doctor Who. Doctor has patience.
In its original frame rate, we are offering replacements of Disc 2 only from the 50th Collector's Edition Blu-ray 2D version, which includes Day of the Doctor. Actually, I've got Day of the Doctor in 3D on another disc.
Ah,
so I don't really need it, do I? Customers unhappy with the original 23.98 disc can send it without packaging to a free post address below, and we'll send out a 50i replacement. Remember to include your full name and a postal address clearly inside the package for its return. The estimated time frame for its new replacement discs to be available in 4 to 5 weeks. Please announce some time for replacement discs to receive 4 to 5 weeks. So the free post address, if you happen to be somebody like me who has the Blu-ray of that, is free post RTEK-EJGC-ZKGX. Yes, Z, Kirby, not Z, Z.
Huh? I use Z. Don't complain to me about it.
BBC Worldwide. Shut up! BBC Worldwide Limited. BBC DVD Support. 33 Foley Street, London, W1W7TL. There you go. If you missed that, just rewind the podcast.
When have I ever used Z instead of Z?
I'm not going to have an argument about it.
I learned about,
when you've,
about using Z when ZZ9 plural Z the Alpha was mentioned in 1979.
I am allowed to wind you up,
to the Kirby, galaxy.
You're not supposed to go on about it for about half an hour. Right then. BBC announced a fan event for DVD release. The BBC have announced a special fan event held in London, hosted by Frank Skinner. Yes, Frank Skinner, Kirby. Oh, he's gone all quiet now. What?
I know about Frank Skinner.
Oh, you do know? You didn't originally.
He was, Yeah, I know.
Anyway, it'll take place...
He's been on an episode of Doctor Who.
Yeah, thank you. It'll take place on Monday the 17th of November to mark the release of Series 8 DVD and Blu-ray set. This will be the first chance the cast have had to reflect on the conclusion of Peter Capaldi's debut series.
Capaldi.
Shut up, Doctor. In front of 140 lucky fans at London, a central London location. Obviously, hasn't been revealed.
What are they going to do, boo him?
The BBC World, BBC Worldwide is offering 70 pairs of tickets for this exclusive event. Fans will be treated to a special screening followed by a Q&A with members of the cast. What they need to do is visit DoctorWho.tv and correctly answer the multiple choice questions set by Debbie Melrose. So they've got no chance.
Toughies, tough ones.
when they will subsequently be entered into a prize draw. The competition is now open and will close at 23:59 on Wednesday, the 29th of October. Winners will be selected at random and will be notified within 7 days of the closing date. Unsuccessful applicants will not be contacted. Fans should only enter if they can travel to London for the afternoon of the 17th of November.
I think
I'm filming a wedding that day. The event venue will be disclosed to winners of their invitation closer to the time. There you go. The Blu-ray release of the Complete 8 series features DVD exclusive Doctor Who Deep Breath Cinema Panel Session, DVD exclusive, why is it on DVD and not Blu-ray? Audio commentaries x4 and episodes and participants to be confirmed. Doctor Who, the Ultimate Time Lord. Doctor Who, the Ultimate Companion. I thought they were on the Blu-ray set.
Some of us only have DVD players.
Doctor Who, Earth Conquest. Doctor Who exclusive. Doesn't say what it is. Doctor Who extra. I suppose that's all the extras that I haven't seen most of. And Foxes, Don't Stop Me Now, the music video from Mummy on the Orient Express. So that's the extras. In fact, they're not that good, those extras, are they? Not as good as they normally are.
No.
There you go.
Cobbled.
Pardon?
Cobbled together.
I thought you were talking about Coronation Street.
Yeah.
There's been some Welsh screenings announced. BAFTA Cymru Wales and Film Hub Wales have announced a series of special Doctor Who events in the nation, including a special premiere of the current series finale, Death in Heaven. Not going to read the rest of that. Nice poster of Forest of the Night.
Yes.
You like the posters, don't you, Debbie?
I do, I love them. I post them on my Facebook page all the time.
The preview of Forest of the Night. I can't play the preview because my flash plugin isn't working.
Macintosh doesn't work?
The Mac works.
Imagine that.
The Mac works, but Safari is a bit dodgy. If I was viewing this through Google Chrome, it will probably be fine. I don't have any problem with it.
Well, use Google Chrome.
I haven't got Google Chrome open. I've got... Shut up! For sake. The Seventh Doctor's Umbrella. It says, oh, now, what are these items? Sorry, Siege Mode TARDIS from Flatline is to be released by official Doctor Who prop makers,
that's
rubber toe replicas.
Yeah.
But they're cool, aren't they?
Yeah, I love them. I want one. That'd be so cool.
Yeah, they're
doing... When I might get my locker at work.
They're doing the mini TARDIS, and it looks like a presentation box. They're musts if you've got the money for them. And, of course, the Seventh Doctor's Umbrella. If I can get the nice jumper from Lavazzi and get that, I'd nearly be on for a cosplay of the Seventh Doctor.
Matthew made his own.
Yeah, but you want to buy that one because that's even better. This is really, really good. In fact, I might want to get one.
Yeah, Matthew's outfit's been amazing. He's got a great outfit.
And he can pass himself off as the Seventh Doctor much better than I could. I'd need a wig and a diet for a start. On the diet. Just needs a wig now. I'll have to get that merchandise around it. I'll have to look at what they got, Rubber Toe Replicas. There must be a website. Oh, yeah. Available to order now from Rubber Toe Replicas. I'm clicking on that one to see what it looks like and how much it is. Because it says ready to order now. Oh, it's taking a while to load.
You sounded a bit funny there as well.
No, not. Mm-hmm. Nah. Fortunately, I'm recording this and I won't sound funny at my end, so.
Don't care what your end sounds like.
You will do if you were in the room with me. £49.95 for the Siege Mode.
Whoa, that's kind of pricey.
That's a lot. What's it made out of?
Rubber, obviously.
Well, they say it's made using the same techniques and materials as the original.
Alpha Deb asked me what I wanted for Christmas. If you go to Rubber Toe replicas.
Oh dear, you're going to have her get you that?
Well, they've got loads of other stuff. They've got a beautiful replica of the 11th Doctor's sonic screwdriver in little mounting. It's better than the plasticky one that you can
buy. Wait a second, why not get your sonic screwdriver who won that you can? Sorry, I was opening up a web page and it slowed me down.
Opening up a web page.
You should be buying sonic screwdrivers from someplace other than whowon.co.uk.
Mm-hmm. Well, unfortunately, whowon.co.uk are not actually stocking these products, but when they
I'm sure they have sonic screwdrivers. Did you see the picture?
Not these ones. Yeah.
Did you see the picture I posted of a whole stack of sonic screwdrivers at my local Barnes & Noble?
Yes, I did see that, yes. There you go.
And poor Mary, her Barnes & Noble doesn't have anything like that.
No, it doesn't. No,
I don't have a sonic screwdriver yet. I must get one.
I'd complain, Mary.
Now, Debbie, all you have to do is go...
love you, all you got to be is to... be happy.
Mistress.
I thought you were singing a
song. Don't you have to just go around the corner and you can go to whowon.co.uk?
I wish.
Yeah, the only difference being it's called Who Won on the Isle of Wight.
We're hoping to get over to ride at the end of next week. I think we're going bowling and I'm going to take the opportunity to dash up the hill.
Yeah, only becomes .co.uk outside the Isle of Wight.
Take pictures. I know that Adam has given us video, but you need to take some pictures of your visit to Who
There's
Won.
There's a new shop opening down in Cowes that seems to be devoted to sci-fi, so I'm looking forward to that.
Right, final thing of news is Flatline official final rating, 6.71 million.
Oh, okay.
I don't think that's too bad.
What's been the highest one so far?
I don't know, you tell me.
I don't know, I'm not looking at anything, because every time I do, my voice goes...
yeah, me too.
I would probably guess the highest one was probably the first one of the series.
Yeah, I would suspect that is correct.
Or listen, once word got out about that one. Yeah.
Listen. Yeah, it's an instruction to people who see this podcast somewhere.
Listen.
But anyway, right, so that's essentially it for the show this week. So what we're doing next week as far as recording, I'll probably imagine it's going to end up drifting back to Tuesday. What's your work schedule then, Debbie?
I'm working on Monday next week, but I'm off on the Tuesday.
That's what I'd like to hear.
Okay. Tuesday tends to work better for me.
Can't do Sunday.
Sunday or Tuesday?
Can't do Sunday. I've got Martin Wilkins come around. He's ripping up my floor and putting it in, and I've got some filming to do as well, so I can't do Sunday. Monday.
So Tuesday.
Yes, Tuesday.
I'll
be all for that. Next Tuesday. Yeah, that's the day I go back to work.
Tuesday.
So basically, your job, your mission in the interim is to persuade people like Rhys to come on the show on that Tuesday. It's not that. So it's a week afterwards.
When we're looking at the whole series.
Yeah, that's 3 weeks' time, 2 weeks' time. Sorry, in the interim, between now and the week after the episode 12, because Rhys doesn't listen to the show. I don't know why I don't bother insulting him, because he doesn't listen to the show. I can just insult him all like, and no, there will be no repercussions.
I'm missing Billy's feedback. We didn't have Patrick this week, did we?
No Patrick, no Billy. Where are you guys?
What's wrong with these people?
No, Mary upset Patrick. That's why he hasn't given any feedback this week. Oh, she doesn't believe me. Good. Right. So, okay, that's about it then. Really, is there anything else that we haven't looked at?
No.
You sure?
I'm sure there's plenty that we haven't looked at. But
knocking our heads afterwards, going,
"Oh, really?"
Yeah, okay then. Well, I suppose maybe I could add a new thing to the show, diet monitoring. We could do how much I weigh.
You're on a diet again.
I'm on a diet again. My starting weight, 16 stone. So we'll see next week how embarrassed I am when I do my weight for
Adam,
the next episode. Oh, what now?
Adam, master. Yeah. I understand they're sending up a satellite to photograph the other side of you.
I'm not even going to bother clicking on the rim shot.
That is an old Goon Show joke.
How does 16 stone translate to pounds?
Multiply it by 14.
Okay. Did you just make that up?
No.
No, working it out. Anybody got a calculator?
Come on, I'm waiting for you to work it out. 200 and...
I was even playing some Goon Show for...
There you go.
Oh, I wouldn't admit that.
Well, I am a machine.
I was playing some Goon Show in the car earlier today for Fred as I drove her down to gaming.
To what? Oh, to gaming. Sorry.
Gaming.
Mm. What did you think he said?
So what's your goal, Adam?
Yeah.
To be thin.
You don't have a goal weight?
If I can get down to 12 and a half stone, that'd be quite good, because that's the weight I've got down to twice in the past when I've been on Weight Watchers diets. Mm-hmm. But
and you're doing Weight Watchers?
Not doing. I'm doing their scheme. I'm not paying them over money.
You're not officially like
with them. No, you can do Weight Watchers, their format, without actually joining there. And I know a lot of people who do actually do Weight Watchers, so I can just refer, get advice from them. And I'm waiting for my Weight Watchers PowerPoints calculator to arrive, courtesy of that fine establishment, Amazon, very, very shortly.
Could you have found an app for that?
Yeah, I've got one on my phone, but it's a bit hit and miss. It works sometimes and doesn't sometimes. So I thought I'd have something I could just grab and type in straight away, rather than having to... Because you're not really allowed to carry a phone around the shop. But if you're in a shop and you've got loads of the products you could eat during your break... Having the calculator in your pocket is more appropriate than carrying your phone around.
I've got a pedometer I wear at work.
Yeah, I had one of them once, but it kept on missing steps. I knew it was missing steps because I had two pedometers. One was counting one amount, and the other one was counting a completely different amount, and they were miles out. But I didn't use that.
That was my phone going off from a phone number I was not in the directory. It's the ringtone is the Jadoon going.
I was going to say, was that a Jadoon?
Yes, it was.
You recognized that.
Yeah, my ears pricked up when that was a Jadoon.
I have one final story before we go. I was filming a wedding yesterday, and Ashley Hughes, who was a Doctor Who fan whose wedding I filmed a few months ago, who initially listened to the show until I said, oh, how are you, Ashley? He came dressed at the wedding in a tweed jacket with a bow tie.
Ooh, cool.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, still listening to the podcast? No.
Oh, okay.
No. Yeah, apparently he got fed up with Kirby's pedanticness and just couldn't listen to it anymore. So I decided not to listen to the show.
Oh, dear.
Are you firing me?
Are we jettisoning Kirby?
No, the only person ever to get fired or be threatened with being fired on the show was Alicia. And eventually she drifted off. But I managed to find a dress,
Tardy's blue dress for a wedding I've got to go to in March. I was so excited. People can't work out why I'm so excited about how blue it is. It's like, but it's Tardy's blue, and then
by way of punishment to Mr. Ashley Hughes, I'm going to throw a picture of him in that is what he was wearing. Sorry,
good.
Onto the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast Facebook group as we speak. And it will serve him right for not listening to the show. I think he's a member of the group, so he may well see it. I can't get onto Facebook. What's the thing for Facebook? www. Don't have to use the W's. Don't you, Kirby? Oh, thanks. I didn't know that. I won't use the W's anymore.
I didn't say anything.
No, but I just... Because you would have done.
Words into your mouth, aren't they?
All right. Let's see if I can find it. And bear with me, because I'm just scrolling down for the pictures as we speak. Oh, hang on, that's the wrong part. Let's go a bit further. Oh, hang on. Yeah, this is great for audio. This is me trying to find a picture. Here we go. It's a picture of Ashley and his lovely wife Emma posting presently onto the group. I'm going to tag him on it as well. There he is. Renowned. I'm typing it. Renowned Doctor Who fan from the Isle of Wight.
Well, I might announce that Big Finish is offering a special. They've been offering a special Doctor Who episode with every one of the television ones that they've been putting up. And this week they're offering it very cheaply for download, $2.99, is The Whispering Forest.
Mm.
Oh, okay.
Deb?
Yeah?
How do you spell renowned?
I'm not too sure on that one. I think it's R-E-N-O-W-E-D. Renowned? Sorry.
Sounds right. Sounds right.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I was just checking to see if you knew how to spell. That is correct. Anyway, right.
There you
There we go. There he is. He's on there with lovely Emma as we speak.
You
probably
don't you know my name is
probably leave the group as we speak. There we go. That's it. I should put down renowned Welsh Doctor Who fan from the Isle of Wight, but maybe. So that's it for this week. Next week, recording on Tuesday, when we would have had about 3 days to recover from what could be a very good episode of Doctor Who or a very
and
bad one.
It will
one.
Give me a chance to see it enough times I can do better in the quiz.
Oh, I have such hopes for these finales. I hope it ties everything together that I've been so far so disillusioned with.
Well, yes, me too. I don't like them. Yeah. I don't like these. Although they sort of did promise there wasn't going to be a story arc. I'd rather have a series without it.
But I have a sense there is a story arc.
Of course
there is
one. They wouldn't have had Missy in every episode.
Right, right.
Mm, but there you go.
And Clara and her dedication to the Doctor. There's got to be something behind it.
Yeah, I'd rather they just didn't.
The Valyard.
But they have done it in Doctor in the past. They've had sort of linked episodes in the past, even the classic era, but it's not been as sort of slap in the face as it has been recently. But still enjoyed it very much, this series of Doctor Who.
I know. She's probably a segment of The Key to Time.
Somehow I think she's Missy's agent.
Can't find my tumbleweed. Right. So... Now, it's the end of the show!
Goodbye!
Goodbye, Fancy Pants.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Now it's time for me to risk my own health by coming into a room of disease and contamination. No, not Alicia's bedroom. I'm here with Isabella. What's the matter with you?
I've got a migraine.
You reckon it's a migraine, do you?
Yes.
And everybody else has been sick and cows has concluded that it's a sickness bug. And you decide it's a migraine. Okay, right then. So you watched Doctor Who yesterday, didn't you?
Yes.
Go on, then. Tell me about it.
It was actually a pretty good episode.
What was good about it?
Well, that a little girl called Maeve could see and listen what she could listen, but like no one else could. She hears noises.
And what were these noises?
like little fairies talking to her or something.
Okay. So, is there anything else that's good about it?
It's very clever how they put a wolf in it.
Right.
Her sister went missing a few years ago, and at the end it was clever. It was really good, and I was actually about to cry then, but her sister actually came back. Oh my god!
You've gone too far.
That was your fault.
Yeah, Isabella has just been fast-forwarding through the adverts and just gone a little bit too far. So the sister coming back was really good, but did it make any sense?
Well, not much.
So where had she been?
She was trapped in the forest.
Was she?
Yeah.
Okay. So, tell me about the story.
A fantastic story.
Yeah, what was the story, though?
I've forgotten what it was called.
No, not what it's called, but what was the story? What was the plot?
So, like, it was telling a story, like, about the earth turning into a forest.
Yeah. Why did the earth turn into a forest?
Well, I have no idea.
It was supposed to stop the solar flares from destroying the planet.
The sun was about to destroy the Earth.
Yes, that's what I said. It's a solar flare. They come from the sun.
Wait a minute, I'm just fast-forwarding it back.
Fast-forwarding it back. Exactly what your sister would have said. It's rewinding, dear, not fast-forwarding back.
I'm getting very confused with this, Dad. What? Could you help me?
Reef, am I supposed to interview you in regards to a Doctor Who story when I've got to rewind this? Right, have we done this bit?
Yes, I've done it.
Right, so you want to go through the adverts. So you're not fast-forwarding back, you're fast-forwarding. Right. What was that? You're not breaking wind. Anyway, right, so Doctor Who, yes. What was the story then? Tell me about the story. Yeah. A basic story. Don't have to go along and tell me every single tiny detail. I just want you to tell me what the story was, so as we can see if an 8-year-old kid can understand what it was all about. Come on. Right. Doesn't sound too good, does it? No. You forgot what it was about.
Yep.
But you liked the story.
Yeah, fantastic.
So what was the best part of it then? I've already asked that question.
The best part was when the sister came back.
And what about, what do you think of the new doctor?
Very good doctor, actually.
What about Clara?
In the middle.
What about Clara's boyfriend?
Top.
Not Clara's boyfriend. Why do you like Clara's boyfriend?
Because he used to be a soldier and he can help the doctor.
But has he been helping the doctor?
Yes.
When?
Remember when the robot came?
Oh, you did help him then, that's true, yeah. Okay. Nice. So you like this one? Do you think it's one of the best ones of the series?
Yeah, one of the best ones of the new series.
Okay. Thank you, Isabella.
Welcome. Bye.
The 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast is an APV Services production and is a proud member of the Doctor Who Podcast Alliance. Doctor Who is a trademark of the BBC. No copyright infringement intended.